So pardon me if I seem to be hanging on to this topic like a bulldog or something, but it's kind of central to everything. So we cannot have a package deal. We'd have to formally have two Jews. If we think John Smith will be a good NES, we can't also automatically say we're choosing ABC company, of which he's the president, at the same time. Is that what you're saying?
You cannot do it that way. You cannot say we're choosing ABC company and they'll select our NES. Neither could Grace, for that matter. Your chair could not say, I'm choosing ABC company and they'll select the NES. You could get around that by having your executive director select the vice president, whoever that may be, who's being proffered by the ABC as the NES. And if your executive director says, I appoint this person as the NES, then that person could bring in the firm to do the work for that firm. You could do that. The problem is that you don't have that distance between the firm and your supervisor. And that may not be in keeping with the spirit of your bylaws, although it's not in contravention of them.
Wendy on the stack, please.
I'm sorry, who was that?
And Bill.
Wendy.
Wendy, okay. And Jim.
Okay. This is Bob. I had called on myself, so I would like to go next, and then I'll call on the rest of you. I am not really clear on the last point that you made, because what I hear is that you're saying that it actually wouldn't violate the bylaws to have the executive director interview a candidate that a particular company is putting forward and saying, this person is highly experienced in running, in neutrally and professionally and competently running an election. Here's her resume. Here's the references from the unions or the other nonprofit organizations whose election she has supervised. And you decide whether you think she meets your criteria. And then once that agreement is made, then tied to that is that the company will do a whole range of supportive tasks. Now, to me, what I don't understand policy-wise...
You're absolutely right on that, Bob.
Okay.
Before you go on, you're absolutely right.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you, then legally there's not a problem with that approach. So then you're raising a policy issue, which, you know, that's a fair thing to raise. But I would submit that there's nothing inherent about the fact that it happens to be a company rather than an individual that makes it, quote-unquote, more commercialized. I mean, a person who's hired, and we've had four of them now, you know, has their own, obviously, you know, they may have lots of integrity, but they're a person and they are concerned about their, you know, their use of their time and so on. I mean, the point is that whether it's a company or a person, the same pitfalls can come up and the same issues of accountability come up. And I don't see the difference in accountability, given that the bylaws require whoever it is to be independent. So executive director can't come in and micromanage, no matter which it is, company or individual. They can't say, no, you shouldn't have done it this way, do it that way. So given that, I think actually from a policy standpoint, one of the reasons that we're moving in this direction, and I'd like you to explain why you think this is not a good idea, is that we've had such bad experiences with individuals precisely because in many cases they weren't so experienced. They hadn't done 20 elections or 10 elections in the past, and they haven't seen all the pitfalls that can happen. And, you know, but yet once they were hired, and that was it. And so we needed to get people that we had some real confidence in from a track record, and that's what these companies specialize in. So can you explain what the problem is and how that compromises independence more than an individual who also will be, you know, kind of beyond our range, other than a blatant violation of the terms in which both an individual and a company could be terminated if they weren't complying with the basic requirements.
Carolyn, I'm going to start here when you... Thank you.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right, Bob. You can do it this other way by select, as long as you select a person, and he can bring along a company if that's why you're selecting him. And I certainly give you all the space as far as what works better, because you guys have much more experience than I do in terms of whether a person works better or a company. Just trying to figure out how you guys can get it done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So next, let's see, there was Wendy, Jim, who else?
Carolyn.
Actually, Jim
and Bill.
And Bill. Jim hasn't spoken in this round. Let me let Jim go first and then the other folks. So, Jim.
Thank you. There's no doubt that in the past we've had some serious problems with elections. And I don't see where the actual responsibility of this committee starts and stops in terms of suggesting to the board the right company or a company that is credible and that can be held accountable, and that we can set up ourselves or the board can set up some actual rules governing whether that person, what can happen to that person once that person or that company gets online. And Bob, I don't see the difference between, I think the biggest concern I have is having somebody who will be responsible for the election, who we can count on to carry on a fair election, and who we can nail to the fire if it isn't carried on properly. Someone who will be open to us and allow us to understand what the procedures are and what's going on, and keep us up to date as to what's going on. Not that we want to be involved in the election, because we can't be, but we need to have someone we can trust, someone accountable, and a firm that is really bonded, has to follow the rules that we put forth.
Jim, were you looking for a response, or did you just...
I wanted to make that statement, and
okay.
If anyone cared to respond to it, that's fine.
This is Ricardo, Jim. I just want to say that what you guys are doing right now is going to save us a lot of grief down the line. You know, for every 10 hours that you guys put into this, and I'm sure it feels interminable, it just saves us so much grief down the line from what I've seen in terms of the election issues that you guys have had. So, you know, for you guys to sit down and just beat these issues out and try to iron them out as best as you can, and project what are the issues that are likely to come up that you can avoid, that's just golden for the board.
Okay, I got Wendy, Bill, and Carolyn.
And Yosh.
And then we should try to wrap this up so we can...
Yeah, I just want to, like, Ricardo, we've been through, I don't know if it's three or four now, of these elections, and so you're right, this work is really good, but no matter what we do, it kind of all comes down to who is allowed to vote, and that's what these people are going to be dealing with, which there's going to be, it all seems like, well, just wait. I mean, I welcome to our party. I was going to talk about, wait, so let me just back up. So we had, the first election we had a lot of problems, and it seems to me, in my watching it, that it's just gotten a little worse each year. Some parts of it get sewn up a little better, but it's not an easy process. And so I too, thank everybody for all the time that they're spending on this. I you know, on the... issue of hiring a company, I really got to kind of agree with Bob. You know, a company is worried about their reputation. This is their business. This is what they do. And so it's in their best interest to do a good election. I understand the distinction that's being made here. The bylaws say you hire a person, you should hire a person, and then have a company help them. I think it's worked best when we did have a company help them. What we really all want is for all these people to do the right thing and respond, you know, to things. But what we find out is that our stations don't keep very good lists on who's allowed to vote, which causes a lot of problems. One thing I wanted to just tell you guys, as someone who's been on the PNB for quite a while, we've had a problem with classifying people as independent contractors as opposed to employees. And so we just have to be really careful that if we hire an independent contractor, that we don't make their job so specific that it turns them into an employee, which is something that probably everybody doesn't realize. So, it's just something, you know, we can talk about it in an executive session sometime, but we just have to be careful about that. So that's all.
I just realized that Yosh hasn't spoken in this round, so why don't you go next, Yosh?
Thank you, Bob. And hi, Ricardo.
Hi, Yosh.
I have a question now. If the ED does, as you suggest, and selects the NES, can the ED then direct or instruct the NES to hire a specific vendor to provide all other non-ministerial duties?
Yes. If you make it, yes. That's the short answer is yes. Hmm. Or vice versa, the ED can hire the vice president of elections from this company, and then direct the vice president to use his staff or this company at $50,000.
Okay, I'm a little troubled with that, but I'll accept your legal opinion for the time being.
It can be done that way. Our bylaws do not speak at all about hiring companies. It speaks of hiring an elections supervisor, and it speaks of paying for whatever his expenses are.
Right, but I feel, I don't know, you know, clearly the NES should select their own LESs, but then to go beyond the LES and to say, it's kind of like saying you, Miss NES, must elect these 4 or 5 LESs, and further, you must select this particular vendor to count the ballots for us.
Again, it's because that's why I called it a ministerial function, mm-hmm. or someone else called it a technical function. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that the local supervisor has the resources to guarantee that the elections are run properly. And so we provide, this is a resource that we provide. Now, the election supervisor, and that's a problem as far as policy is concerned, as far as hiring a vice president who brings along his company. Once an election supervisor is hired, that election supervisor can tell the executive director, no, I don't want to use this company. I want to use this other one. Or I don't want to use a company.
Right.
So you're right that you can't have a quid pro quo. And we shouldn't have a situation where we would have a quid pro quo. You all are going to do a job that is going to result in whoever the election supervisor turns out to be being very happy that they've got this great firm to make their job easy. Easier. Not that it's ever easy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bill was next, and then Carolyn, and then let's try to wrap this up.
Okay. Thanks. And I forgot to welcome Ricardo to Pacifica, so welcome aboard. Just to be clear and kind of, you know, we're, I think several people pointed out, we one reason we're going through this process is that we want to have a company or a person or whoever who is competent, experienced, and everybody will see us fair in order to avoid a lot of problems down the line. So what we wrote that into the RFP, assuming that what the bylaws call the National Election Supervisor would be part of that company that we hire. But in reality, that what we're asking for in the RFP is sort of a project manager. And so I guess my question is, would we be better off, you know, accepting proposals from these companies, but calling that person a project manager and then hiring somebody else to be the National Election Supervisor who would report only to the board, not to you or to the ED. And even if that person is going to let the vendor do virtually all the duties, as much as possible, should we be doing something like that?
That's a good way of framing it, Bill. You're going to want a project manager from this company, even if they're not especially if they're not the election supervisor. You want one person who's going to manage the project, and you want to weigh their qualifications to do that, and then that's the person you go to, or that the supervisor would go to, and so probably these vendors are not overly familiar with the terms that we use, and national and local election supervisor is the term of art that's tied specifically to our bylaws. So they may be thinking of project manager when you throw that term out to them.
Well, I guess my specific question is, should we hire somebody else to be in between their project manager, whether we've been referring to this person as a national election supervisor in the RRFP, but that's another person we're going to have to hire. They might not have to do too much if they're going to delegate everything to this vendor, or almost everything to the vendor.
Well, it could be that. It could be that. It could be someone who has experience in elections, but it may be as an election judge or a county chair. Not necessarily.
Just we need to get this done really quick.
Uh-huh.
We probably need to get this done quick before we choose the vendor. Is that if we decide to do that?
Well, that's your election supervisor. That's up to the executive director to find somebody. If you decide to do it that way, if you decide to recommend that, we're going to choose a firm, but you need to select a supervisor to run the firm. Then it's up to her to select someone. If you guys feel that you want to select a firm that's going to have an election supervisor embedded, then you can do that recommendation also. That's a policy issue on your part.
Okay. Well, that was a question. If either way would be all right. All right. Thank you.
Carolyn?
Yeah, hi. Ricardo, I want to thank you for being here because I know you've had
a lot
of insight. I really appreciate it. But listening to this, I see two extremes. One is a National Election Supervisor trying to do it all by herself or himself, and the other is a company trying to do it the same way. And I'm thinking that the latter is a nightmare for the ED, who would have to manage a company and not a supervisor. In other words, a company would then report to the ED, whereas I'm thinking that we need a supervisor who really has no ties to the company. Even if the company recommends this person, the pay must come from the foundation for a supervisor, not from the company, because I see the conflict of interest is there. If a supervisor thinks that her or his pay is going to be affected by a decision made by the company, then we have a conflict of interest, whereas my idea was that a supervisor would report to the foundation, to the ED particularly, and be responsible for the operation. So that it would be a nightmare, I think, for an ED to have to manage a corporation or a company running the elections. And I would much rather see a separate, real separation financially, and then make sure that the person that's the national supervisor is loyal to the foundation and reports only to the ED. That would be the buffer and the go-between. So I see anything else as really setting us up for a real conflict.
Certainly separating the pay is a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so, too. I thought, to me, that's crucial.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much wraps it up. I just want to make one closing comment. I'm not really understanding the logic of the last point that a company is more of a nightmare to deal with than an individual. Actually, we've had quite a lot of nightmares with individuals over the last four elections, and the advantage of a company is that they're very professional and experienced in doing this. They have a lot of support from their staff. And that when individuals may tend to get overwhelmed with a company, there's, you know, it's not just the one person. There's the whole staff behind them. And the supervisor would be the point of contact, as the bylaw says, the person held accountable. So those two don't in any way seem to be in conflict, whatever. Actually, it seems to be complementary and supportive. But that's just my thought.
Yeah, only for separate financially.
Okay, well, Mr. DeAnda, you've been extremely helpful. We really appreciate your spending the time with us tonight. Is there any last comment you would like to make?
No, I think you all have been very, very comprehensive on this issue, as far as my part in it.
Okay, well, we want to thank you
luck.
Again. Okay.
Thank you for staying on this.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night now.
Good night.
Thanks.
Okay, folks. Well, let's recall that we plan to move to executive session at 10:15. That's 15 minutes from now. So that gives us enough time to map out the next steps of this process and then set a date for the next full committee meeting. And in between, I'm sure we're going to want some working group meetings. So given what we've just heard, are there proposals about a next step in the process?
Michael Lauer?
Carolyn,
yes.
Here.
Michael, and then Carolyn, and then myself.
All right. I'm going to throw out an alternative to which you can all consider an executive session, but it seems to me that my personal philosophy has always been that the NES, as little as I understand the history, should really be independent and directed by whether it be the ED or the board. And a lot of what I haven't liked about this bidding process is it seems to merge both what is a technical calculations process with a political running the elections process. So I'm going to throw out an idea of this, which is I'll put my name in the hopper as a possible NES, and I'll just briefly tell you why I'm interested, what my qualifications are, and what my weaknesses are, and then I'll probably leave the call.
Michael, hold
yeah.
on a second. Let me put this to the committee. I don't believe it's appropriate for somebody who's been engaged by the committee as a consultant, as an unpaid consultant, to advise us on technical aspects to when there's been no public notice of an announcement that the NES position is open, to get a leg up over potential other candidates by having a platform to put himself forward. I don't consider that appropriate, and I'd like to, and that's what I'm going to rule, that this is not the time or the place to do that.
Okay. No, I'm not interested in politicking for the job, so if that's what it's going to take, I'm not interested. I just was going to throw out 2 minutes of what you can consider, and if that is working as a non-paid volunteer on the committee disqualifies me, then so be it.
Well, I didn't say that I considered you absolutely qualified to apply for the job. I was saying I don't think it's appropriate on our conference call, when, in the absence of any prior process, for any one person to say, I would like to explain why I am the best candidate for this job. So that
I didn't say I was the best candidate.
Okay.
I was just going to give you my qualifications, my weakness, and then leave the phone
okay.
call.
I stand corrected. I still don't think that's appropriate to put forward your qualifications. So that's
okay.
my ruling. So who would like to offer a proposal on how we should move forward with this process?
Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
I think we need to try to narrow down the vendors to one or two, and of the top choices, set up telephone interviews with them, talk about any questions that we have on their proposals that we'll be discussing in executive session, come up with a final recommendation to the PNB as quickly as possible, well, to the full elections committee and then to the PNB as quickly as possible. If we decide to have a separate NES in between the vendor and the board, we need to get that person identified and hired maybe even quicker so that that person could be involved in that. Sounds like from what we just heard, that's not essential, but I'm concerned about the time because the nominations period starts June 1st. LESs need to be going at least a month before then, if not sooner, and we're really running out of time, so we got to expedite the process.
Okay, Bill, could you restate that as a motion, just as a simple motion?
Okay, that the Elections Committee approve the working group setting up telephone interviews with a subset of the vendors. Do you need more details?
Carolyn on the stack here.
Okay, hold on, Carolyn. Okay, so it's that the committee approve the working group setting up phone interviews with a subset of vendors, and then what would the next step be?
Well, I guess just to expedite things, and then make a full, and then make a recommendation to the PNB if possible. I was going
to
suggest any committee could be in on these interviews if they choose.
So I just want to be clear on the motion, then I'll call on other people. So you're saying, point of order. Yes.
Yeah, point of order. There was a motion on the agenda which spoke to this, and I think it should precede Bill's motion, because it speaks to what we just heard from Foundation Council, and it was on the agenda under point 5, that the vendor should work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor. I think we need to settle that question of whether we're going to go that route or not before we do interviews. It would be very awkward to do interviews when we're not quite sure how we expect to proceed.
Okay, well, the way I understood our agreed-on agenda, which did get amended, if you'll recall, that right after the council spoke, we finished speaking with the council, that we would then decide how to proceed forward with this process, which would include your motion. Absolutely, your motion is totally in order, but that the floor was open for motion. So Bill is making.
I'll withdraw my motion for now. It's okay to deal with ours first. That's fine with me.
Okay. Well, actually, I would support Bill's motion, so I would put that forward, and then I'll call on Carolyn if she wants to make a substitute motion.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Can I read it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That we omit the following requirement from the RFP, which says that appoint, supervise, and pay a local election supervisor at each of 5 station signal areas, et cetera, for the vendor, and replaces that language with the following: the vendor shall work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor hired by the executive director as required in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and that this national election supervisor shall be responsible for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor at each of the 5 station signal areas, and they're named. And then it adds, the national election supervisor shall work with the vendor to ensure that the local election supervisor in each area meets the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation. Now, that last sentence could be enlarged to ensure that the working relationship be established before both parties are hired. But the point here is that we reinstate a national election supervisor between the ED and the vendor.
Okay, so we have a motion and a substitute motion on the floor, and now it's open for debate, discussion. Who would like to speak? Don't all talk at once.
I'll take a crack at it, Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Is the substitute motion Bill's?
I'm sorry.
Is that what
was the question?
So the motion on the floor is the one that Carolyn just read?
No, it's Bill withdrew it, but then I offered it instead to approve the working group setting up phone interviews with subsets of vendors, and then actually I was wanting to make that and then report back to the election committee for further guidance.
So that's the main motion?
Right, and Carolyn's is the substitute.
All right,
so both of them can be discussed now.
All right. I would be in favor of the main motion. I think it makes sense for us to go ahead and come up with the short list of vendors with whom we would do interviews. If I understood Foundation Council correctly, we would then be able to... I'm getting a little distracted here. I'll just leave it at that. I would be in favor of the main motion. It makes sense to me that we go ahead and interview several of the vendors who have put forward proposals.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. Actually, I never motivated my motion, so let me do that, and then I'll call on Carolyn and anyone else. The reason I think it's important to move forward with this is that a lot of these moving parts are very interrelated, and I think what's now somewhat of an abstract discussion will become a lot clearer after we've done some interviews. I do agree with the council and several people who've been saying that there needs to be kind of an independent line of accountability to the National Election Supervisor. So I guess I would move to amend my own motion to say that that in those phone interviews, it would include an interview with the person being proposed by the vendor as the National Election Supervisor. So we would get a sense of the person as a person, separate and apart, perhaps. Sometimes it might be the person they were going to put forward on the call anyway, but sometimes it might not be, and we want to be explicit that what the executive director will ultimately hire is a person, and then through that person, the company, rather than vice versa. So I would offer that amendment to the motion. But I think that we really need to see how this process will work out in practice before we just go and upend something that we've worked very hard on for many months to put out to the world and have put out to these vendors, and now to kind of switch everything suddenly, I think is very unwise. Carolyn, and then, before you speak, who else would like to speak?
Well, I'll speak after Carolyn.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I realize that there's been a great deal of work, and it's difficult to look at this and say, well, maybe we headed off in a direction that wasn't as wise as possible, but I have a feeling that if you talk to vendors and are not clear on who hires the person called the National Election Supervisor, it's a setup for trouble. I think that what we're looking at here is a real issue of independence and accountability. And you said it correctly. We have to establish a clear line of accountability. And to have a vendor propose an employee, effectively, of that company as a National Supervisor is a contradiction in terms. It doesn't make any sense. It contradicts the bylaws. It contradicts the whole point of having an independent person. I do disagree that it's just as easy to manage a company as it is an individual. If the ED is not happy with a National Election Supervisor, then that person has a responsibility of redirecting whatever is going wrong that contradicts the spirit and the implementation of the bylaws. But to say that, well, National Supervisor actually is an employee of the company and doesn't really have to do anything that the ED wishes or complains about because that might jeopardize his or her salary or position or standing with the company. This is putting ourselves in a really slippery slope, and I'm not happy about it. I think that if we could hire a National Supervisor who understood the importance of the relationship and worked closely with a company, we could avoid a lot of difficulties. Some of our difficulties in 2004 came from the financial relationship between the so-called National Supervisor and the local supervisors. It's a dangerous business.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Yosh and then Bill.
Yes, you know, I wish we that Carolyn had brought this up maybe 4 months ago so we could have been working on this, but I would suggest to Bob and others, and certainly I've put in a lot of time and effort, as has Art and Michael, in getting this RFP with its 17 points, but I would suggest to the entire committee, especially the working group, that all of that work is not for naught, that we can still separate out items number 1 and 2 relating to the NES and the LES from items 3 through 17, and let that be the outside vendor. And so I agree with Carolyn, but I'm going to support Bob's motion because I think we need to proceed on two tracks. One is to have the interviews with the vendors. One important question that I have for vendors is whether they would be willing to undertake items 3 through 17 and work under the supervision of an NES, and if so, what would their bid price be? So, anyway, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bill?
Yeah, I also wish we'd had this discussion 3 or 4 months ago, but I mean, it doesn't matter a lot to me either way if we call the person in charge at the vendor a project manager or a national election supervisor. If we want to put somebody outside the company in between them that they report to, and then that person's really the national election supervisor, and then that person reports to the national board, I can see some advantages to that. It's a little bit more complication. We've got to get somebody identified and hired right away. But that person then could in turn delegate virtually all the duties that he or she wanted to the vendor. That might be a way around it. And when we have the interviews with the vendors, we could tell them that's a possibility. And I don't think that would change their proposals very much. If we try to take all the NES and LES responsibilities out of the vendors, then that some of that's going to change some of them real substantially. And it's going to create a lot more work for us in finding NES and LES to do all that. My preference is still to have all that work done by one vendor if possible, even if they have to report to a separate NES.
Okay, we're at the time we had set for this meeting to end, and we still have to set a date for our next meeting. So I would like to call the vote on this. So unless there's a motion to extend, which would take 2/3.
Just repeat the motion, please.
Sure. So the main motion, there's a main motion, there's an amendment and a substitute motion. The main motion is the election committee approves the working group setting up phone interviews with a subset of vendors and then will report back to the committee for further guidance. And then the amendment would be the interviews will include the person proposed by the vendor as national election supervisor. Okay, and then Carolyn, do you want to reread your motion, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. That the vendor shall work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor hired by the ED as required in the bylaws of the foundation, and that the NES shall be responsible for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor at each of the 5 station signal areas. The NES shall work with the vendor to ensure that the local election supervisor in each area meets the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation.
Okay, so the first vote would be on the whether to substitute Carolyn's motion. So if you vote yes, then her motion replaces mine. If you vote no, then we go back to considering my motion. All right, everyone clear? Okay, so Yosh, could you please call the roll on Carolyn's substitute motion?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
So her motion would replace both the main motion and the amendment?
Correct.
Okay. Well, no, wait, that's not really right. Because her motion is contingent of it. Maybe I'm calling it the wrong thing. All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, so we are voting on Carolyn's substitute motion. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Anthony Fest?
No.
Tracy Larkin?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
I don't know if Leslie Radford, are you still on the call with us? She may have left. Wendy Schrell?
I think, yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
And Yosh votes yes. But I believe the no's carry. We've got 5 yays and 6 nays. So the substitute motion fails.
Okay, so we're back to the main motion. So we first vote on the amendment to the main motion. And, let me read both so you have the context. The main motion now reads, the Elections Committee approves the working group setting up phone interviews with a subset of vendors and then reporting back to the committee for further guidance. And then the amendment would add to that that the interviews will include the person proposed by the vendor as National Election Supervisor. So first, Yosh, on the amendment, call the roll, please.
Okay. And this is including the proposed NES, is that correct?
Correct.
Can this is Anthony. I don't know if you want to call it a point of order, but I'd like to interject something.
Go ahead.
It's rather critical that that number, just as a subset, that's undefined. I think we could avoid some of the conflict here if we interviewed all four.
Well, let me suggest that this is exactly what the executive session is all about, and we're going immediately into that. So if we approve the subset motion, then obviously after discussion in executive session, we'll define that precisely, and we'll decide, is it 2, is it 3, is it 4? You know, so it doesn't preclude us doing that a little bit later. Once
the subset could be the set.
Right. It could be any of them.
Point of information here?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but would you read the amendment again, the relationship, the National Election Supervisor would be proposed by the vendor?
Right. It reads that the interviews will include the person proposed by the vendor as National Election Supervisor.
Thank you.
May I add one clarifying amendment there, if applicable?
Sure. Is there any objection to that addition? Okay.
Nope.
Hearing none, then that's added, if applicable. Okay, Yosh, please call the roll on the
yes.
amendment.
Yes. Wesley Bethune?
I'm going to pass.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Steve Brown?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Tracy Larkin?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Wendy Schrell?
So if we vote no, it doesn't include that person?
That's right. It's not explicitly mandated.
I don't know. I abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
And Yo Shamanaka votes yes. The yeas carry it with a 3-7-2. So the amendment is adopted.
Okay. And now, finally, the motion as amended. Again, the Elections Committee approves the working group setting up phone interviews with a subset of vendors and then reporting back to the committee for further guidance. and that the interviews will include the person proposed by the vendor as national election supervisor, if applicable. So please call the roll.
I guess I'll work from the bottom of the stack. Yosh votes yes. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Tracy Larkins?
Yes, please.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Steve Brown? Steve?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Again, the yeas carry it with 3-5-8-3.
Okay, thank you, Yosh. Now, before we adjourn, we did agree to set the date of our next meeting with this process in mind. Does anyone have a proposal for a date?
I would move the 30th, Monday the 30th.
Okay, so that would be, let's see, 4 weeks from today?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I would suggest 3 weeks from today so that we can keep this going on a fast track. So that would be Monday the 23rd.
Point of information?
Yes.
So is it at that point that this committee will decide which one of these vendors that they're going to present to the PNB?
Well,
we're going to wait for 3 weeks before we do that?
We have to interview people.
Right. That would be the idea.
Okay.
Like
well, I would just suggest that it's going to. That's way too late.
Okay. Do you want to propose a sooner date?
I'm not looking at the calendar now. We're kind of working on it, and then we're thrown off now because we're way at the end and we're out of time. So I don't know. I would vote no on that date.
This is Anthony. How about the 16th? That gives us nearly 2 weeks.
Well, how about this idea? If we tentatively make it the 16th, subject to a 1 week delay if we have not completed the interviews that are necessary. I mean, we should make every effort. I agree with Wendy that we really need to push this fast, and we should try very hard to get this all done so that we can convene on the 16th and wrap it up. But just in case there's some, you know, one of the vendors has some scheduling problem, which, you know, given that's 2 weeks, that seems unlikely. But just in case.
I have Steve Brown. I have a
yes,
question.
Steve.
I mean, I may have missed it, dozed off and mentally, but is this committee going to simply present to the PNB one vendor without anything else and say this is the person? Or is it going to present all 3, 4, 5, or however many with a recommendation but an explanation of why this one was picked over the others and why the others were not?
Well, this committee has not answered that question yet, so I wouldn't want to venture at this moment to give my own opinion because it would only be that. So, although, you know, I think the more we share with the board, the better. But in specific, we haven't decided, and that we'll just have to decide at our next meeting.
Yeah, well, I asked a question. I didn't think I missed that, but Wendy said that at that date, are we presenting to the PNB the vendor that they should pick or that we recommend? And that seemed to me to present the PNB with a very odd choice. The date would be late. They would have no other choices other than the one name we brought forward, and they would have no alternative but to say yes. I don't think that's wise, not to mention fair. So I think that we should factor that in at this point. To me, it's more important than the date.
Okay, any other opinions on, at this point, the motion is the 16th, unless the interviews are not completed, in which case it would be the 23rd. Any other proposals or comments before we go to a vote?
Yes, Bill?
Yes, Bill.
If it would help, then whatever we decide tonight, even if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4 vendors we're going to interview, we could report that to the PNB at their next meeting, so they'll at least be aware of what we're doing.
You know, you guys, I totally made it up that we were giving them one. I didn't mean to say that. What I kind of was trying to clarify was, is it this committee that's making a decision on who the vendor is, or is it the national board?
Always national.
So don't let me throw you off. I'm the newest
person. I just thought
that
whatever Wendy said was what we did.
Okay, folks. Let's,
yeah, I'm the goddess, remember.
Let's ask to be called upon. Okay. Can we vote on this so we can adjourn to executive session? Okay, unless there's any other proposal. Again, it's the 16th, unless the interviews are incomplete, in which case it'll be the 23rd. All right?
Isn't that two motions in one?
No.
If you want to separate them, we can separate them.
Well, I mean, are we going to be encouraging the interviews to be done?
Absolutely.
Is the motion to have the meeting on the 16th?
Unless the interviews are not complete, and we are strongly urging, we're going to all agree that the people asked to be interviewed schedule it so that it happens, you know, by the 16th or by before the 16th.
If you want to call on me, I'll move to divide.
Okay, fine. So let's vote on them separately. So first, the question of if the interviews are not done, it'll be the 23rd. Yosh, would you call the roll on that, please?
Okay, yes. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes, sorry.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Let me get clarification. Are you saying that we're just voting on if the interviews are not complete by this particular date that we're going to go to the 23rd, or what are you saying? What's
right, yeah. Okay, let me just make sure it's real clear.
Yeah, because
if this motion passes, then the 16th may get postponed by a week. If you vote no, then the meeting will absolutely be on the 16th no matter what. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Yosh.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Then I vote no.
Tico Chassin, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Tracy Larkins.
Sure.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza, Leslie Radford, Wendy Schrell.
No.
Bunny Simmons.
Yes.
Yosh Yamanaka votes yes, and the yeas carry, the motion carries. So we will meet on the 16th, but we will roll over to the 23rd if the interviews are incomplete.
Okay, just to be, sorry, to be technical and formal, that was on the one half of the motion. So is there any objection to the motion as now modified that be the 16th unless the interviews are not complete, in which it'll be the case, it'll be the 23rd. Any objection? Okay, then that's our
next.
That's
the same time, right? 8:30?
Right, 8:30 Eastern on either night.
Sorry for wasting the board's time on that.
Oh,
okay.
Wendy, what are we going to
do? No, I'm sorry. Okay,
it's fine. So let's adjourn to executive session. Maybe we can take no more than a 5-minute break and or make it a 3-minute break, okay? And we go off the stream now. Okay, so we'll talk to everyone in a minute.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.